Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's finally here. Holy Week is finally upon us. And what a joy there is. The fact is that in 1941, when the Lutheran Church put out a new hymnal, it had somewhat disjointed this historic service. For from the first millennia, the church celebrated Palm Sunday, and then in that service read the Passion story from St. Matthew's Gospel. But when TLH was released, they had chopped out that Passion story. But then in the late 1970s, they restored it. And it took me until this year to finally do it. I fought against it. Surely TLH knew what it was doing. It is smarter than we are. There were so many other things that I thought too. People will be upset if they have to sit and listen to two whole chapters being read from the Bible. But if that is a reason not to do something, then we are sorely mistaken. It is appropriate that the Passion story from St. Matthew's Gospel be read today. That we get to hear this very day the shouts of Hosanna, the words, Lord, save us now. And at the fact that there was another crowd present too. And that crowd would be convinced to yell out, crucify him. This all takes place the same week. The lips of children cry out, Hosanna to Son of David. Save us now, O Lord. God desires all people to be brought to himself that he might save them. And yet there's another power at work too. We see that power at work in St. Matthew's Passion narrative. We see Judas overcome not with the words of his Lord, not with the words of the man that he had followed for 3 years, not by the man he had seen cure diseases, raise people from the dead, preach good news to those who were dying, but rather the words of the devil. The devil would convince Judas that instead of living according to the words of Jesus, he should instead betray him. In that same lesson, we hear of a woman who anoints Jesus for burial. And we see that our text tells us that the disciples say, well, this shouldn't be done. Instead, this money that would go from the sale of this ointment, instead we should use that to pay for the poor. And on its face, it looks good, doesn't it? We should provide for them. But keep in mind that Judas holds the purse strings. Judas is the one who holds the money, and Judas was stealing from that money bag. Judas' concern is not for the poor, it's for his own belly. And so when he is rebuked by his Lord, he goes and he betrays him for 30 pieces of silver, just as it had been prophesied. Our world is in the middle of the same thing. Are we going to listen to the clear words of Jesus, the only way, the only truth, the only life, or are we going to listen to the words of the devil? We see that our world is so torn and so disjointed over this. Just this last week, we saw the effects of sin once again. Mental illness, concerns about oneself, these are caused by sin. Because it's clear in God's word that he had made them male and he made them female. If God made you male, rejoice in that, that's good. If God made you female, rejoice in that, it's good. And if that is something that you struggle with, if the devil whispers in your ear loudly and loudly saying, you don't know what you are, remember that you are a child of God. And no matter how great your sins are, there is a God who loves you so much that he sent his only begotten Son for you. That's the message that those who are broken and beaten down need to hear. They don't need to be told that they need to take certain drugs or they need to disfigure themselves. They need to know that Jesus loves them. That God sent him to die for them. One of the most surprising things that happened in my lifetime, something that I had prayed every single day for, happened this last year. And it made it illegal in the state of Wisconsin to murder small children. And I rejoiced in that. But it is very clear to me that we have a lot of work and a lot of prayer left, and that decision might be reversed in the near future. Pray that it is not. Murder should be illegal in all cases. That is the truth. We pray to God, the author of life, that he might richly bless us with that life, that he might see the joys of life, and that we might see it too. Because God, as the author, loves babies, and those who follow his word and his way love babies too. But the devil doesn't. And those who follow the devil don't either. The fact is that I stand up here this Holy Week in great joy at the fact that these young people of our church, our children, have confessed the commandments, the Apostles' Creed. They have prayed the Lord's Prayer from their hearts. They have talked through the Bible, speaking on baptism, on confession. They have confessed with their lips from their hearts that what we receive in Holy Communion is the true body and blood given and shed for the forgiveness of sins. They have confessed that they are sinners in need of a Savior. And I am so proud. I am so thankful. All the while, there's another pastor this week who has the loss of his daughter. Not only were there two other children taken in that horrendous, horrible thing, but a pastor will now have to go through Holy Week without his only daughter. Pray for those who suffer. Pray for those who have lost those that they love. But take heart. Death isn't the end of the story. Yes, this week we will focus a lot on death. Tomorrow we will have the Passion story from St. Mark's Gospel. Holy Wednesday we will have the Passion story from St. Luke's Gospel. And on Good Friday we will have the Passion story from St. John's Gospel. But death is not the end. That little girl believed in Jesus. And her father, her pastor, can take heart in that. Take heart in the fact that these children rejoice in that too. This isn't the end of their story. This isn't the end of Jesus. No, we know that he does not stay dead. He rises, and because he lives, we shall live too. Take heart in the words that St. Paul wrote to the Philippians. That at the end of days, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, and that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That day is coming. And even though we see the devil apparently winning left and right, the truth is, he loses. God wins. The victory is his, and the Satan will be crushed. Take heart in the fact that death is not the end. It's not the end for those people whose lives were tragically taken. It's not the end of the road for you and for me. Jesus died for all people who are hurting, and he died for you and me. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Confess it all the days. And for you, dear children, I rejoice with you. You receive the body and blood of Jesus, your Lord and Savior, today for the forgiveness of your sins, the strengthening of your faith, and love toward God and one another. I'm so happy and so proud for you. But this isn't the end either. You have to keep learning, and I will make you keep learning. And your parents will too. Rejoice in Jesus, your Savior, who reigns on his throne. The church sings. Yes, Father, yes, most willingly, I'll bear what you command me. My will conforms to your decree. I'll do what you have asked me. Oh, wondrous love, what have you done? The Father offers up his Son, desiring our salvation. Oh, love, how strong you are to save. You lay the one into the grave who built the earth's foundation. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.